CIA Director Ratcliffe gave his first public speech as director this week, and he chose to open it by calling artificial intelligence digital nuclear weapons. That's a phrase that deserves unpacking rather than just repeating, because the analogy is doing a lot of work. Nuclear weapons are uniquely dangerous because of their destructive scale, their irreversibility, and the fact that their development created a security competition that reshaped global order for half a century. Ratcliffe's implicit argument is that AI has similar properties, that adversarial AI capabilities, in the wrong hands, are categorically different from previous technological competitions.
And the practical announcement that came with that framing was a sweeping tech overhaul at the CIA, partnering with Amazon Web Services to accelerate AI and cloud adoption across the intelligence community. That's a significant institutional commitment. The CIA moving its analytical infrastructure toward AWS-hosted AI tools means the intelligence community is betting that commercial AI can be secured and classified sufficiently to run sensitive operations. That's a technical and a policy judgment that will get significant scrutiny.
Now, the same week the CIA director is calling AI digital nuclear weapons, we have three separate commercial AI developments that show how fast this technology is moving. OpenAI has reportedly found a software optimization, not additional hardware, just a smarter use of existing servers, that cuts inference costs in half. That's a 50% cost reduction without buying a single new chip. The Information reported this, and if accurate, it has direct implications for OpenAI's margin structure and for pricing pressure across the industry.
The economics here are important, Sarah. AI inference costs, the cost of running a query through a model, have been one of the primary constraints on deploying AI at scale. If OpenAI can genuinely have those costs through software alone, that accelerates the timeline for commercial viability of AI applications that previously didn't pencil out economically. It also changes the competitive dynamics because smaller players who can't afford massive chip deployments can potentially close the gap through algorithmic efficiency.
Anthropic launched Claude Sonnet 5 as the default model, replacing Sonnet 4.6 with near-flagship performance at introductory pricing through August 31st. Anthropic's positioning here is interesting. They're offering flagship-tier capabilities at mid-tier prices, which is a market share play as much as a product launch. The Oppenheimer analysts note flagging Akamai's cloud business as undervalued, after its Anthropic deal shows how these infrastructure partnerships are creating second-order investment opportunities.
Google launched two new AI models in a single day, Nano Banana 2 Lite, which generates images in 4 seconds, and Gemini Omni Flash, which creates videos from text, image, and audio inputs simultaneously. The image generation speed, 4 seconds, is a benchmark that matters for production workflows. If you're a design team or a media company, the difference between a 30-second generation time and a 4-second generation time changes whether AI fits into your existing process or requires you to redesign around it.
And there's a study out this week on ChatGPT's reasoning modes that found the different reasoning configurations cite vastly different sources for the same queries. That's a reliability and consistency problem that anyone using AI for research or fact-checking needs to understand. The model isn't giving you a single answer. It's giving you an answer that varies based on which reasoning pathway it takes, and those pathways draw from different source pools.
ChatGPT also quietly swapped its ad label from sponsored to ad while adding navigation features. That's a commercial normalization. OpenAI is building the ad infrastructure that will eventually be a significant revenue stream. The label change is regulatory risk management as much as UX design. Ad is the legally standardized disclosure term across most major markets.
Wedbush analyst Dan Ives started SpaceX coverage with a $190 price target and an outperform rating, describing Starlink's data infrastructure as positioning SpaceX to become a major hyperscaler, meaning a company operating cloud-scale data infrastructure. That framing is unusual for a rocket company, but it reflects how Starlink's global satellite network gives SpaceX data assets that could theoretically compete with AWS or Azure in specific use cases. Whether that thesis plays out is genuinely uncertain, but Ives is rarely early on tech calls.